Chapter 12. The Lost Arden Treasure.
You don't want my gold or my jewels,
the king repeats, surprised.
All people want that. Then what do you want?
We just want our father,
says Edred.
He's your prisoner, and he doesn't want your gold either. He just wants his family. Please, please release him.
The king speaks to his servant, and soon a man enters the room. He's thin and pale, but Edred and Elfrida recognize him immediately.
Father!
They exclaim and run to him. Lord Arden cannot believe his eyes.
My darling children,
he says.
Is it really you?
This is incredible.
Did you come to El Dorado to steal my gold?
Asks the king.
No, your majesty,
answers Lord Arden.
Let me explain. A terrible storm destroyed my ship. I was in the water for hours. Then the stormy waters carried me through time. Suddenly, two Spanish adventurers, Francisco Orellana and Gonzalo Pizarro, rescued me. It was 1541, and they were on an expedition to El Dorado. We arrived in this place, but guards arrested me immediately. I was here in prison until now. I still don't know why.
Then you're innocent,
the king declares.
Guards, release this man immediately.
Now the children must return home with their father. They call Mouldiwarp.
I can help you one last time,
he says.
You don't need me now. You've got your father again. Close your eyes.
Suddenly, they're back at Arden Castle. Aunt Edith is outside. She sees her brother, the new Lord Arden, walking towards her.
Edred!
She shouts.
You're alive! It's wonderful!
Yes, Aunt Edith,
Elfrida says happily.
We received the lost Arden treasure in the end. Now our lives are perfect.